This is a public service announcement from Dr. Tom Locke, Public Health Officer for Jefferson County Public Health. Recently, during a public broadcast of the weekly COVID-19 update for the Board of County Commissioners, our local public health officer, Dr. Tom Locke, made recommendations for Jefferson County residents who may have participated in the ongoing Black Lives Matter demonstrations in the Seattle area. He recommended that they should monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19, which can include cough, shortness of breath, sore throat, fever, shaking chills, headache, fatigue, body aches, or sudden loss of the sense of smell or taste. This self-monitoring should occur at least 14 days since their last exposure. This is the longest period of time it may take for symptoms to show if you have been exposed or infected. If any of these symptoms develop, testing for COVID-19 should be done. For area residents who also take care of people in high risk for COVID-19 complications, that is, elderly parents, nursing home residents, individuals with chronic heart or lung disease, or immunosuppression, these individuals should consider being tested 1 week after their last exposure to a large crowd to screen for asymptomatic infection that may be spread to others. Dr. Law currently does not recommend testing for people who attended the Black Lives Matter protests on the Olympic Peninsula, although anyone who has been in a large crowd of people where masking is not being observed and physical distancing of 6 feet or more cannot be maintained should monitor themselves for COVID-19 symptoms for 14 days and get tested if they develop symptoms. COVID-19 is much less prevalent on the Olympic Peninsula in comparison to King County, and the risk of transmission in large groups is lower. Peaceful protest is an important constitutional right, and the Black Lives Matter protests are a historic opportunity to express opposition to institutional racism and police misconduct. Unfortunately, this does not lessen the risk of COVID-19 transmission in situations where large crowds gather, unmasked, speaking loudly, and being subjected to tear gas attacks, which cause intense coughing and are in close proximity to each other. All of these factors make the recent Seattle demonstrations a high-risk exposure for COVID-19. Testing will allow those with the infection to be appropriately treated and to take actions necessary to prevent further spread of the infection.
This message has been brought to you as a public service by KPTZ Port Townsend. Thank you for listening.